Hi, this is Bob Pop, a voice of the New York Football Giants, and this is the Big Blue UK and Ireland podcast.
Right, Kev, safeties. Let's get it.
Let's get on. So I've gone for my Kev's top five safeties. Number five, Kalen Bullock out of USC. Number four, Cole Bishop out of Utah. Number three, Javon Bullard out of Georgia. Number two, Cameron Kitchens, Miami. And number one, Tyler Newbin, Minnesota.
Nice. Shane, who are you going for?
Yeah, so number five, I've gone for Dadjian Tyler Demerson, otherwise known as DTD, out of Texas Tech. Four, Cameron Kitchens out of Miami. Three, Kalen Bullock, USC. Two, Javon Bullard out of Georgia. And at number one, Tyler Newbin out of Minnesota.
Again, you've gone to, you know, four players that are the same, one difference. So let's start off at the top, Tyler Newbin. Why is he number one?
I think for me, he's like... Not hands down, but like he's as close as you can get to kind of the number one safety in this class. The safety class is very much like the running back class, in all honesty. Like, there's no real standout elite prospect at the top, but there is a lot of good depth there. And I just think with Tyler Newbin, you know, he's athletically, he's absolutely spot on. His PFF grade, 89.7 for the year, a 90.1 coverage grade. He had 43 tackles, 6 missed, allowed 6 receptions on 20 targets, had 5 interceptions, and also had 2 pick sixes as well, with 4 forced incompletions. I just think for me, he's as close as you can get to a standout prospect at the position in this draft class.
Yeah, I just think he's such a good player. I mean, like, he reads the quarterback eyes so well from distance, from that safety position. Explodes on the ball when he's closing in on a player. He only gave up 34.5 completion percentage when targeted throughout his career. He's got good ball skills. He's not always targeted. They kind of stay away from him because he obviously is the elite defender on that Minnesota team. He's good coming down, downhill runner, like I said before. He's very good here, like filling the lanes and stuff. He's very good at like taking the right angles. Like he won't get sort of, a play won't overrun him because he's very good at taking the angles and making open field tackles. So yeah, it's just like I said, not sexy, not sort of like top player, but easily the best player in this draft, and like a really, really good starter in the league.
Nice. So, all right, then let's go, you know, Georgia produced good defenders. Let's go with Javon Bullard. Why is he in your top five? And let's go for Kev first.
Yeah, I mean, Javon Bullard, he's 5'11", 198 pounds. He might be undersized, but he plays way, way bigger. He's got like a heart of a lion type thing. He's a proper bulldog. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's got that dog in him. He really, really has. He's all over the field. He's lightning quick. Let's just see what is his, I don't have his time here. His 40 time. Did he actually run one? He ran a 4.47 40 time. So he is quick. He plays around the line of scrimmage really, really well, considering his size, actually. You know, he gets off blocks well to make tackles. Good short area quickness. He makes plays in the backfield. Got good change of direction, like really quick, sort of a really like explosive, quick, sort of like good change of direction. Good against the run, good against the pass. Ideal position would be a free safety, that single high sort of safety, but can play as a two deep safety as well. I think like they said he was the best slot corner in the college football coming into this year. But then he obviously moved to the more traditional safety, add a little bit of weight, and he's still class. He's still a good, good player. So, I mean, like, you know, there's a lot to like here. And again, he would come in and start for us straight away and be a starting free safety, hands down. You know, he's a good player.
Yeah, I've kind of got him very, very similar. I think it's going to be interesting how he's going to be used, just because, like I say, like Kev says, he's that little bit undersized than what you'd ideally like. I mean, you know, with teams deploying probably more as a nickel than anything else, but, you know, he's just one of them players that football IQ, it's just that's what sort of elevates his playing, his ability, and that's why he's being spoken about as highly as, I think, did I have him at safety two, Kev safety three. You know, and he, like I say, it's that football IQ. If you go to Georgia, let's be honest, you're not a dud at the end of the day. You know how to play football, you know how to read plays, you know how to make plays. And yeah, you know, I think he's one of them that could be, you know, in sort of 3 or 4 years' time, well, what a steal.
Yeah, I completely agree. And like one of the things there for the negatives was like he sometimes he's a bit cautious. Like he is very cautious at the back end. He kind of like takes a little bit of time to sort of read the play, but he's got such an explosive quickness that he's able to make the play once he knows what he wants to do.
Nice. And then lastly, let's go with Cameron Kinchins. Shane, why is he at number two? Kev, why is he at number two for you?
So I think Cameron Kinchins was actually really going for the top spot in this draft before the season started. You can sort of see in 22 was a PFF grade of 90, you know, coverage grade of 90.7. Do you know what I mean? I think like he didn't have a bad season, but he didn't have the season that people were expecting them to have either, and that kind of like maybe made people sort of drop the grading on him, and he didn't test well at the combine as well. I have to say that, and that sort of like dropped him in a lot of people's rankings. But like, I think he's got a good enough athlete with good movement skills to play the position. And we all know that safety isn't—you don't have to be the most athletic. You know, that's when you have the cornerbacks and stuff like that who are proper athletic. But he's got like a proper nose for the football. He's got 11 interceptions in the last 2 years. Like he reads the quarterback really, really well. He's got really good instincts, and he's really good at mirroring receivers' routes. So when he picks up a receiver, he stays with them really, really well, considering like his lack of speed. I mean, like, one thing I will say, like, you know, people use the term like ball hawk. Like he is a ball hawk. Like, and when he gets the ball as well, like he shows good return skills. So when he actually makes an interception, he shows good skills to be able to take it back. You know, he's a physical tackler. You know, he always gets ball carriers to the ground. So I think there's a lot to like. I mean, like I said, you know, the shocking combine really sort of hurt his stock. I just put up his combine numbers now, and what was it? He ran a 4.62 40 with a 1.59 split. I mean, that's sort of put the nail in his coffin a little bit. But for me, when you get like bad combine numbers and stuff like that, I still go back to like, what does he look like on the field? And I think he's just a really, really good instinctual football player. And I think he'll get knocked in the draft process, but I think when it comes to playing on Sundays, he will be productive.
Nice. And obviously, Shane, you had him rated at 4. Why'd you have him a bit lower?
It's kind of a combination of things. So obviously, he had a disappointing season. I'm not going to say a poor season, but his 2023 was disappointing. I think, you know, if he'd have come into the draft this year off of last year's form, you know, he would have been in the conversation for the safe position. But I think when you throw in, you know, his combine as well, to me, I then start thinking, okay, you've had a bad season, you've had a poor combine. What's going on? Like, is there, are you not prepping properly? What is an injury? You know, you just start, these are the questions you start to ask, because like I said before, the combine alone won't dictate where a player is on a top five. But when you throw in a poor combine off the back of a poor season when they had an absolutely great season the year before, that's when things for me start thinking, okay, something's not quite right. Why is he not performed the way that he has? Why is he not showed out? I mean, you know, like Kev says, he's a complete ball hawk. That's the best way to describe him. 2022, 2023, he had a combined 11 interceptions and 6 pass breakups. You know, he knows where the ball is and he'll go and get that ball. But for me, he's just dropped down a little bit, like I say, off the back of a good season, then a poor season and a poor showing at the combine. Just a couple of little red flags for me at the minute.
No, fair enough. And Kev, you went for Cole Bishop. obviously Shane's not chosen him. 1 minute on why Cole Bishop's in your top five.
Cole Bishop is my guy. He is definitely one of my guys in this draft. I knew of him before, but I watched him the other day, and I was just like, he's just making plays. I mean, like, he's such a smooth mover. He's got good short area quickness. He's good in both zone coverage and man coverage. He's a good blitzer. He got 21 pressures, 2 sacks on 60 pass rushing snaps and 22. His physical downhill run defender, good in run support, tracks the ball really well. Good job at the contested catch point. It makes splash plays and coverage. I just think, like, he's a leader on the field. I think the only real downside is, like, he can struggle against the top tight ends. You know, he lacks a top speed. I just think he's one of those players, again, he'll come in kind of like a Harrison Smith type of the Vikings. Won't go in the first round like Harrison did, but he'll come in and he'll play in the league for 10, 12 years.
Nice. And then Shane, you went with, as I'll call him, as you did, DTD is your number 5 pick. Why'd you go with him? Again, 1 minute.
Literally just think of what Kev's just said. DTD is my guy in this position. Like, I just absolutely love him. I think he's so underrated and being overlooked massively. You know, you look at his season this year, 13 games played, PFF grade is 78.5. Over his career at college, he's always been in the mid-70s and at the back end of the 70s this year. 79 tackles. Yeah, and he had 9 missed tackles, which, you know, isn't a lot. 20 receptions on 35 targets for 4 interceptions. Gave up 3 touchdowns, 7 forced incompletions. You know, I just think he's someone that, you know, he's a little bit like Bullard from Georgia. He's a little bit undersized, but, you know, he balled out at the combine. He's 5'10", ran a 4.41 with a 1.52 split, 38-inch vert, 10'3" broad jump. I just think he's someone that people need to probably watch a little bit more tape on personally.
Sneaky little deep pick there.
Well, I will say I've got him at 6. Yeah, I love him as well. I think he's a good player. Yeah, yeah.
just on the outside then. So
yeah.
Oh, cool.